We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Ningho, health conscious viewers. Ningho means greetings in Formosan or Taiwanese, a language spoken by around 15 million people in Formosa or Taiwan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. And the Earth, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astronaut and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hoto, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan plans to enhance aid to Yemen. In humanitarian news, American couples spend their honeymoon time volunteering. In animal welfare news, India and Nepal join to safeguard wildlife in the Himalayan region. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 19th, is the Independence Day of St. Kitts and Nevis, honoring its sovereignty attained in 1983. Situated in the Caribbean Sea between Puerto Rico and Trinidad and Tobago, it is made up of two picturesque and lush volcanic islands surrounded by coral reefs. St. Kitts was named Lia Muiga by the Kalyango Indians who lived there. The word means fertile land, which may reflect the island's rich soil. Nevis was originally referred to as Wali, which means land of beautiful waters. May all the gentle citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis have a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Floods leave thousands of Bangladeshis homeless. As a result of heavy rains that began on Thursday, September 9th, officials report that over 140,000 people have been displaced, with rivers continuing to rise. According to the Water Development Board, a flood protection levee on the western bank of the Brahmaputra River was washed away, causing 35,000 people in 60 villages to have to flee from their homes in west-central Sirajganj district.
In Sherpur district, 60,000 people throughout 30 villages were either stranded or left for the safety of higher ground, while nearly 50,000 residents on 100 river islands abandoned homes that were being overcome with rising waters. Many people also lost all their property and livelihoods as more than 40,000 hectares of crops were destroyed. In an effort to ease the situation, the government has dispatched 1,135 tons of rice and distributed cash relief, as well as approving house building grants for damaged property throughout 10 districts.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please ask government officials if extra help is needed and to go if possible to offer assistance to the most vulnerable, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. She added that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our gratitude, Bangladeshi government, for your timely care for flood-afflicted countrymen, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. We pray for a soon return of stability to the affected people's lives and that such disasters subside with our conscious efforts toward gentler stewardship of the planet.
Storms cause chaos in Spain. Rain, hail and gusty winds swept throughout nearly the entire European nation on Friday, September 17th, resulting in several injuries as well as regional flooding and disrupted transportation. In the province of Cáceres, the capital city of the same name was particularly hard hit, with one person having to be treated for hypothermia and hundreds of buildings inundated as roads were submerged by floodwaters reaching levels of up to 2 meters.
More than 50 vehicles were washed away as winds also brought down trees and caused power outages. President Guillermo Fernandez Vara of the surrounding Extremadura region is scheduled to visit Cáceres to assess damage and arrange for necessary recovery measures. In the northwestern city of Palencia, powerful winds injured 3 people when a terrace partially collapsed, while in the Barcelona region, power loss disrupted rail traffic, with firefighters rescuing passengers from one train that had been stuck in a tunnel for over an hour.
Sending her heartfelt prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai has asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is required and to go if possible to help the storm-afflicted people, saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
Our appreciation, Extremadura President Vara, and all personnel working to ensure the welfare of those in the storm-hit regions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May such weather extremities subside through humanity's swift transition to kinder, eco-conscious ways.
More international aid arrives as Pakistan endures more floods, with some 20 million people struggling to recover from the destruction of both homes and crops left by the disastrous August floods. New inundations have hit another 100 villages, leaving even more people without homes this past week as the embankments of Manchar Lake in southern Sindh province were breached. On Friday, September 17th, United Nations announced an appeal for an additional $1.6 billion, saying that although around 80% of the original $460 million requested had been received, the extent of the damage is so vast that additional amounts are needed for the nation to rebuild. Donor nations and organizations have meanwhile also continued to offer assistance, with Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd announcing another $37.4 million donation and the World Bank increasing its donated support to $1 billion.
The United States has pledged $261 million along with $21 million to provide farming seed and equipment, as Canada extended a promise to match all private donations to registered charities. Nigerian businessman Aliko Dangote donated $2 million via the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, through his charity, the Dangote Foundation, while Kenya gave 100 tons of rice, tea and other food items. Humanitarian personnel working in the flood-ravaged areas of Pakistan include a second 59-member China International Search and Rescue Team, which is continuing the first group's efforts to provide desperately needed medical attention and share their expertise with local officials. Likewise, mobile medical teams from the Red Crescent Authority, or RCA, have expanded their endeavours to bring full medical care to villages.
Our sincere thankfulness, all contributing nations, organisations and individuals, for your selfless benevolence in serving the Pakistani people. May Allah bless the flood-affected with resiliency as we pray for their smooth road to restored day-to-day lives, and that such devastating circumstances are alleviated by humanity's expanded care of each other and our earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Today is an important opportunity in foreign policy because we'll be discussing Pakistan and looking for a comprehensive approach to how we support Pakistan.
European Union seeks renewed collaboration and unity. On September 15th, European Union leaders met to discuss ways to further coordinate the organization's stance on various issues affecting the international community. In a State of the Union address earlier this month, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso called on the 27-nation group to join together and speak with one voice in its leadership role.
Europe was trying for years to speak, as we are saying, in one voice. Our endeavor is to have a unified European position when it comes to international relations.
The agenda for this week's meeting also included discussions about possibilities for assisting Pakistan's trade economy, as well as a new trade agreement with South Korea, whose approval by the end of the meeting was seen as paving the way for future collaborations with other countries.
Het is denk ik heel belangrijk dat het idee van Europa met één stem te laten spreken, dat dat vooral ook in concrete maatregelen blijkt. We hebben een resolutie over Kosovo kunnen goedkeuren. Daar zijn we wel in geslaagd. Dus er zijn ook successen. We moeten ze alleen maar vermenigvuldigen op een manier dat de mensen voelen dat het niet alleen maar spreken is over eensgezindheid, maar dat het ook toegepast wordt in de praktijk.
European Union leaders, we appreciate your concerted efforts to serve both member states and the world. May your dedicated cooperative spirit lead to a prosperous and harmonious future for all nations.
The EU's strategic partnerships in the world.
South Korea sends 200 tons of rice to North Korea. On Friday, September 17th, a shipment of humanitarian aid, the first in several years, was sent by South Korean aid groups in response to a request for post-flood assistance from North Korea. Choi Chang-jun, Democratic Labour Party member, said, "Each grain of rice implies our farmers' ardent wish for peace and reunification on the Korean Peninsula despite tensions between the two countries." This rice is considered an initial shipment that is part of a larger $8.6 million offer of assistance made by the South Korean Red Cross, which includes 5,000 tons of rice total.
Meanwhile, North Korea has proposed talks regarding border matters with South Korea, and delegates from both countries are discussing a renewal of family reunions for members who have been separated since the 1950s. With the first meeting of about 200 families proposed for the traditional Korean Thanksgiving holiday, Chuseok, on September 22nd, North Korean Red Cross Chief Jang Jae-on conveyed his country's wish that these humanitarian gestures would speed further conciliatory endeavors between the two countries.
"Our appreciation, South Korea, for your kind assistance to brothers and sisters in the North, as we also thank North Korea for her willing diplomacy. May the Korean Peninsula soon enter a time of lasting peace and loving cooperation."
Alcohol reforms progress in Russia, with the 2020 goal of 50% reduction in the nation's alcohol consumption. President Dmitry Medvedev and the Russian government have implemented a number of recent reforms. Following an August ban in Moscow of strong alcohol sales during certain hours, officials in southern Russia's Volgograd region are now implementing a ban on the sale of vodka.
As alcohol abuse is linked to reduced life expectancy and causes some 500,000 fatalities annually nationwide, authorities say the ban will help maintain public health, especially as people strive to overcome challenges such as the devastating recent forest fires. Russian legislators have also proposed the conversion of certain alcohol distilleries into drinking water plants.
The first thing we must do is to stop alcohol consumption growth among the young people. It's an absolute must. As is common knowledge, the habit of drinking with and without reason is likely to lead to grave alcoholic addiction conditions within a sufficiently short time frame. The operation of retail networks and vending outlets must be put in order.
President Medvedev and Russia, we respectfully commend your initiatives toward this healthy trend. May all the citizens of Russia be graced with vibrant and flourishing addiction-free lives.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in US colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
HIV/AIDS declines in sub-Saharan nations. On Friday, September 17th, just days before the United Nations Summit on Millennium Development Goals, the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS, or UNAIDS, released a report on the progress towards Millennium Development Goal number 6, which is to halt and begin to reverse the spread of HIV by 2015. The report stated that new infections have been reduced for the first time in the 22 sub-Saharan African nations that represent the epicenter of the epidemic. This favorable trend is being credited to increased public awareness of the disease and the importance of preventive measures. Throughout these 22 nations, new HIV infections dropped by over 25% between 2001 and 2009, the biggest reduction of its kind globally.
The report further noted that due to increased availability of treatment, the number of deaths by AIDS has also dropped worldwide. The UNAIDS group lauds the efforts of those nations actively promoting ways to curb HIV infections, while also highlighting the vast amount of work left to be done, as well as the continued need for financial support. UNAIDS Executive Director Michelle Sidibe stated optimistically, for the first time, change is happening at the heart of the epidemic. In places where HIV was stealing away dreams, we now have hope.
Bravo, United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS, for these encouraging improvements, as we also send our appreciation for your noble work. May our world continue toward the day when such devastating diseases are no more and people across the globe enjoy lives of robust health and fulfillment.
Save our planet. Whales assist in the world's carbon storage. Researchers from the US and Canada recently published a report on the impact of whaling on the ocean carbon cycle in the International Public Library of Science, noting that the past century of killing the marine mammals may have released 100 million tons of carbon into the atmosphere. Saying that whales are the forests of the ocean, study scientist Dr. Andrew Pershing of the University of Maine in the USA stated that the cetaceans store carbon within their immense bodies.
When a whale dies naturally, it transports the carbon to the ocean depths, away from the atmosphere for up to hundreds of years. However, when whales are killed, this carbon is released instead. The scientist thus cites this as yet another reason that restoring whale and large fish populations should be a top priority for the balance of marine ecosystems and our planet.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Pershing, and fellow scientists in the US and Canada. May such efforts as yours help us appreciate the intricate harmony of nature so that we may more deeply respect and protect the life of the majestic whale and all beings.
During an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai reiterated the vital role of our marine co-inhabitants as well as humanity's need to safeguard their welfare and in so doing the survival of the planet.
Of course, animals also have very noble vital roles in the physical realm. In the oceans, fish play an important role in quickly recycling nutrients in the ecosystem, which helps to sustain all the marine life. Some of them are from higher levels of consciousness. They only came down in animal form to help humankind or other beings on Earth. You see, the seals and the whales emanate an incredible great power of divine love, an unconditional love that could be likened like to that between a mother and her child. And it is this love that is sustaining our planet and keeping it from destruction up to now. So we should never ever hunt and kill these noble, gracious helpers of humankind and the planet.
Save Our Planet, based on successful pilot testing in Chile, where fishing was reduced and marine ecosystems restored, leading international scientists are proposing amended measures to govern the world's oceans and allow them to recover from overfishing, pollution, and other human impacts.
Save Our Planet. UN Environment Programme Chief Akeem Steiner is joined by US-based Harvard Medical School physicians in a call for greater protection of plant biodiversity, citing its vital contributions to humanity through medicines such as one that counteracts cancer, made from the bark of the Pacific yew tree.
Hi, I'm Pippi the Okapi, and I eat only vegan foods for a diet of peace. I have a tip to share on introducing plant-based food at your workplace. Have you ever thought about sponsoring an animal-free breakfast for your coworkers? If food sharing practice is encouraged at your job, you could bring some yummy cereals, non-dairy milks, vegan muffins, or other delicious foods. Your wonderful coworkers can experience the delight of starting the day the compassionate way. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In world news, Japan plans to enhance aid to Yemen. During a meeting with Yemen's Prime Minister, His Excellency Ali Mujawar, Japanese International Cooperation Agency Vice President Mr. Atsuo Kuroda pledged to increase assistance to Yemen. The focus will be in the area of developing human resources. His Excellency expressed his appreciation for Japan's help to the nation. Japan doubled development support to Yemen during the 2009-2010 fiscal year to $47 million. The funds were used to improve roads, education, health and water security. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Atsuo Kuroda and Japan. Heaven bless your generosity. May your kindness help bring about significant benefits for the gracious people of Yemen.
In humanitarian news, American couples spend their honeymoon volunteering. Affectionately called honeyteers, an increasing number of newlyweds are choosing to find out about other cultures and assist in some way at the same time. One such couple, Lisa and Yvonne Lagasse, taught English and French for 4 weeks to young people in Moshi, Tanzania. Lisa, who expressed her gratitude for sharing this time with her husband, stated, "It's such a life-changing experience, such a humbling experience." They were part of an ongoing volunteer project in which other individuals will continue the same work. Kudos all honeyteers on your altruistic endeavors. May you and those you help be blessed with long and vibrant lives on a sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, India and Nepal collaborate to protect wildlife. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Be right back. Stay tuned for more impressive news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-looking news for a progressive world. In animal welfare news, India and Nepal work together to safeguard wildlife in the Himalayan area. Representatives of Nepal's Ministry of Forest and Soil Conservation and India's National Tiger Conservation Authority have agreed to enhance protection of the forest areas adjacent to the two countries. In addition, the nations will collaborate on plans to conserve elephants, rhinos, and tigers. Our sincere appreciation, Nepal's Ministry of Forest and Soil Conservation and India's National Tiger Conservation Authority for your laudable joint programs. May your efforts result in secure and carefree lives for the exquisite wildlife of this idyllic region.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Zulu, a language spoken in South Africa entitled Opera Time.
Beginokungia ugu opera ugu seke nyingicane encane. Ngiyakhumbula uMadam Butterfly lapho eseyizibungu.
And now for our viewers' hotline on PETA President and Co-Founder Ingrid Newkirk, the one who made the difference on Vegetarian Elite.
Her courage is just so inspiring, veggie warriors.
Love Ingrid too, me from Colombia.
Love you Ingrid, viewer from Sweden.
Supportive viewers, thank you for your warm comments. The compassionate Ingrid Newkirk, the co-founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has devoted her life to protecting our innocent co-inhabitants. We pray that humanity joins animal lovers around the world in adopting the vegan diet as a vital step towards peace. With our best wishes and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Hajo Popi, which means God bless, in Formosan or Taiwanese.
May our world be embraced by divine love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announces plans to include Syria and Lebanon in negotiations with Israel in the hope of reaching comprehensive peace in the Middle East, as proposed in the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative.
During his European tour, in an effort to encourage investment, Greek Finance Minister Georgios Papakonstantinou reassures of his country's intention to repay debt and stabilize the national economy.
Formosa or Taiwan and China conduct a joint marine search and rescue drill with some 400 Coast Guard, rescue and maritime support units participating off Kinmen, an island group near Xiamen City in China.
Kuwait donates 1 million euros to Foundation Chirac, headed by former French President Jacques Chirac, to contribute to the charity's goals of promoting peace and serving the needs of the less fortunate.
The 12 member states of the Union of South American Nations agree to standardize higher education qualifications for the recognition of university degrees in each participating country.
Palestinian Ayman Mohammed Ahmad S. is welcomed in Germany following his release from the US-run Guantanamo Bay facility, along with a similarly freed Syrian man.
A first-ever methadone treatment clinic opens in Cambodia in an effort to help heroin users overcome their damaging addiction and be able to resume stable and productive lives.
When 54-year-old mail carrier Arlene Hoffman of Illinois, USA, discovered that customer Jane DeLimba was suffering from kidney failure, she immediately offered one of hers as part of a paired exchange program, with Ms. DeLimba now assured of a donated kidney.
Upon hearing of her loving deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $1,000 to Ms. Hoffman to help with the medical expenses. Morocco's Ministry of Foreign Commerce announces that starting on January 1, 2011, tariffs on Moroccan goods exported to Sudan will be reduced by 80%.
US scientists report in the journal PLOS Medicine that a combination of healthy habits such as regular exercise, not smoking, and eating more fruits and vegetables reduces disease risk and mortality.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.